News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Dublin City Council is effectively playing whack-a-mole with lockboxes while thousands of homes are being taken out of long-term use. That's the view of Conor Reddy, People Before Profit councillor for Ballymun Finglas. Conor, this is the attempt by Dublin City Council to get rid of the lockboxes that people use to get into Airbnbs. Are the lockboxes the issue, or is the legal control of the Airbnb the issue?
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, I think it is the much larger picture with legal control of Airbnbs. I've been on this train for a while now, looking at Airbnb and the impact on the private rental market in Dublin. And like a lot of European cities, were under significant pressure because of short-term letting. Last year, I got figures for the 5 years previous for how many whole home short-term lettings had applied for the necessary planning exemption to operate. And what I found is only 850 homes over a 5 year period from 2019 to 2015 had applied for that permission. If you look at people who'd applied for the much stronger change of use planning, only one of those is granted over 5 years. If you look at the impact itself, back in February, the last DAF.ie report on the private rental sector in Ireland said that there are 1,600 whole homes to rent. If you look at Airbnb, for any night in May of this year, there's 1,000 whole homes in just
now,
Dublin.
Now, Conor, let me cut in because available. There's an awful lot in play there. Accepting that that outlines the issue and what needs to be tackled, the method then of tackling it, because presumably it is difficult to find and interdict the use of these properties as Airbnbs.
It is, yeah. It's quite resource intensive if you want to go out and do enforcement. So I think I asked a question about lockboxes as a way, as an insight into kind of how the city were dealing with short-term letting. And what came back in the response is that 200 lockboxes have been removed in the last 10 months, so interesting number. But more interesting is the kind of language that was used in the answer, language that you don't often see in official answers from councils or any state body. Extremely difficult are the words that were used, don't have the resources that was in there too. So I think it's quite interesting that that's the council's assessment of its own policy. It kind of tells you that it's not working as an enforcement measure on short-term letting.
So do you have any suggestions as to what might work, or have you heard any proposals from council officials that you think might be a better approach?
Absolutely. So I actually have a motion on the floor at the moment that will hopefully get in the next couple of months in Dublin City Council. It's to beef up the enforcement of short-term letting laws, so just enforcing the current law. The current law is that you can't rent your whole home for anything more than 90 days in a single year. Now, there is also a suggestion in there to reduce that 90-day period down to 21 days, which would bring us in line with a lot of other European cities. So if you look at Amsterdam, Barcelona, Berlin, they're all in around the 21-day mark, which I think is far fairer. And given the extent of the housing crisis in Dublin, I think it's the logical thing to do. If you have over 1,000 homes that are tied up on any given night in short-term letting when you have a housing crisis, it's a sign that something's wrong, that you need more regulation. So I think we need to move to that European model. That'd be a legislative thing, but okay, within the scope of what the council can do, we can do more enforcement, and that's what my motion asks for.
Conor, thank you. Conor Reddy, People Before Profit councillor for Ballymun Finglas.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.